You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
Palestine, Israel, and Me, a Power Play. That's the title of a theatrical event presented earlier this month by the group Jews for a Just Peace, working with Headlines Theatre. And Laura Lamb attended one of the performances, and she joins me to tell us about it.
Morning.
Hi. Good morning. Well, this performance is described as forum theater. What is forum theater?
Well, forum theater is the kind of theater that Headlines Theater, which is a performing group or an organizational group here in Vancouver that have done many of these forum theater events over the years. And what they do is they consult with community groups who have some kind of problem, and with this group of people who they pull from the community and who are not necessarily actors or have no experience as actors, they workshop a play. So they work out a very short little play about these problems. And then the play is presented to an audience without the conflict being resolved. The play usually ends at a point of crisis. And then it's performed again several times. And each time it's performed, the audience is invited to intervene. So that's forum theater in a nutshell.
And who are the people involved in creating this particular play?
Well, it was organized by the Jews for a Just Peace group. Then the Unitarian Social Justice Committee was also involved in the organization, and they had the support of the Canada-Palestinian Association and the Palestinian Community Center. The actors who were involved in performing seem to be mostly people who identify themselves as Jewish and also people from the Palestinian immigrant community and others. There was, I don't know, probably about a dozen people involved in performing the play.
Now, in the evening you attended, how would you characterize the audience? Because as you said, the audience is an important part of the whole
project.
Yeah,
there were a lot of people there. It was at the Unitarian Church, which is quite a large hall. I think there were a couple of hundred people there at least. Possibly a lot of people involved in the Unitarian Church. Probably a lot of friends of the participants, because there were many participants there. And the Solidarity Notes Choir was there, swelling the numbers. I think there were probably a lot of people there who can claim Jewish identity, people like myself, because I was there as a reporter from Red Eye, but I was also interested in seeing this play because I felt that kind of involvement in the issues because of my heritage.
Now, can you briefly outline what happens in the play where they create something, a play?
These plays that they created, well, actually, there were two plays. They were both very short, maybe about 5 minutes long. The first one was set in a coffee shop, and it begins with a discussion between two Jewish people about the World Peace Forum and their role there vis-a-vis Palestinians. And then they encounter two other people, two activists who have also come to the coffee shop and who are acquainted with one of the Jewish people. And these two activists are also, one of whom is a Palestinian immigrant, kind of in a heated discussion about their role in the World Peace Forum. And the two couples meet and mix it up, as it were. The conflict intensifies. The other short play was set in a Palestinian immigrant home, and the conflict arises when two Jewish people turn up at the party. They've been invited by a younger member of the family, and the older members of the family are not comfortable with this. There were two very loaded situations there presented.
And these are the situations the audience watches and is encouraged to intervene in the action of the drama, as you said, in the second performance of these short plays.
Mm-hmm.
How is that intervention structured so it isn't just chaotic?
Well, it's structured very carefully, and that's what this, you know, that's what the Headlines Theater has been working on over, you know, the many years they've been doing these kind of forum theater presentations. The director of Headlines Theater, David Diamond, he takes a role of really facilitating what goes on. He calls himself the Joker. I do not know why. There doesn't seem to be anything funny about it. But he explains to the audience, quote, if you understand the struggle of the character and you know how to create safety in this situation, you shout stop during the performance, and then you come up on stage and you take the place of the character who you think you understand. You take the place of that actor and you perform as that character and change the course of the play.
Mm. That's a, I mean, I've been in many places where people would sit paralyzed in an audience when asked to to shout out stop and then come on stage.
It's quite challenging. Speaking for myself, I couldn't do it. You know, I'm the kind of person who wants to think about things for an awfully long time before I intervene, you know, like a week, you know. Then maybe I could come in and make an intervention. But a lot of the interventions, or some of them anyway, aren't able to do both of these things at once. One is to take on the personality of a character and become that person. And stay in that character, but change what the character does. I mean, that's quite a responsibility. So a lot of people just get up and they try to straighten out the characters in the play by telling them what they're doing wrong, and they kind of editorialize. They stand up there and make a speech, you know, they say their piece, what they think.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, several of the interventions were like that, and that's kind of, you know, it just totally kind of stops the play. It's no longer a drama then. It's just someone getting up and making a speech. So that's one problem. But others are more successful.
And in what way were they successful? They actually were able to situate themselves in the character and realize a new dynamic for the interaction with with the other characters.
Yeah. So, people who were able to do that, meet that challenge, most of the people who got up on this evening and made what I would consider successful in terms of what was supposed to be happening, interventions, made interventions which were on the level of communications. Basically, they tried to get their character to listen to the opposing character, and they would say things like, I hear your pain. They tried to communicate, another thing that many of them tried to do was communicate their underlying emotions honestly. For instance, one person who was taking the role of the Jewish visitor at the Palestinian party said, I'm afraid of you. I'm afraid of what Palestinians would do to my people if there was no wall. So that was kind of the level of the interventions that were made by this audience.
So the content of the interventions, the examples you've given, seem to be mostly on a personal level. Does the play offer opportunities for people to inject more social and political content into their action, their contribution to the to the sketch?
Yeah, I was struck by the way the plays were made up, so that there were many points in which political issues and political strategies could have been discussed or explored by the characters. There were characters who were taking political action in both the plays. There were activists in both the plays, but the audience interveners completely ignored this. There was someone in the audience who at one point shouted out, this is all capitalist, this is all personal. But that wasn't the way that you're supposed to participate in this. You're not supposed to shout things out from the back of the crowd. And so that was ignored.
Could you speculate as to why the audience didn't really intervene at the level of injecting political action into the play?
Well, I think a part of the problem was this instruction that they were given by David Diamond to create a place of safety. And then he repeated that several times. If you can see where the character can create a place of safety, and I was kind of scratching my head, someone else in the audience shouted out again, what does that mean, create a place of safety? And David Diamond said, well, that's up to you what it means, which seemed to me to amount to saying that it was meaningless. But, you know, I began to wonder later, does putting forward some kind of political analysis by, you know, saying this isn't just about being nice and seeing the other person's point of view. You know, we have to talk about things like imperialism, we have to talk about racism, class conflict, we have to make an analysis here, we have to talk about occupation, military occupation. And if we talked about those things, does that create a place of safety? One of the interventions at the party, there's a character who's a Palestinian activist who comes into the party, and this intervention was to have the Palestinian activist to, as she notices that there's a bit of a problem here, you know, with a discomfort because there's some Jews present, the best thing for the Palestinian activist to do would be say, well, I'll come back later. This is not the time for me to be here. Goodbye. Which was... definitely created us a place of safety at this party. If the character had done that, there would be no heated drama, no conflict. And, you know, it created a place of safety, but it bordered on the absurd, really, both as a drama, you know, it just kind of ended the drama, or as activism, you know, this, fine, yeah. That was a bit of a problem for me.
It's like acting out what is the dream of the Israeli state, the disappearance of all Palestinians, yeah. And there creates safety for Jews.
Yeah.
Do you think form theater could have value, as it does have value, as drama or as activism?
Well, I really have my doubts about it as theater. It was entertaining at times, and I think its appeal is similar to reality TV. You know, there's some moments of kind of excruciating embarrassment, which is somewhat is entertaining in a way, and other moments of humor, and other moments that were quite moving because of the sincerity of the people involved and their honest wanting to come in and help. As activism, I really think that it should work or could work, but it didn't when I was there.
And do you have any idea as to why it's so difficult for people to have made it to work in your assessment?
It could have to do with the people who are in the audience and just their assessment. It could be that this kind of forum theater is basically a kind of... promotes a kind of a liberal attitude, you know. I'm okay, you're okay, kind of, you know, let's work things out. Nobody is right, nobody is wrong, because we're all here together. Kind of. It may be that that's a problem that you would, if you were working in this kind of theater, that you would have to struggle against.
Well, thank you very much, Laura. And I gather this is going to be performed again?
I know they want to, and I think they're looking for venues outside of the city, like in the suburbs. And I think they may have some venues outside in the suburbs, and they also are intending or hoping to perform it as part of the World Peace Forum.
Mm-hmm. And I think as part of the World Urban Forum as well, so people could keep their eyes and ears open for that if they would like to be part of the audience and view and or participate. Thanks, Laura.
Okay,
I've been speaking with Laura Lamb about the performance Palestine, Israel, Me and Me, a power play. It's a forum theater event which took place earlier this month.